trees older than 100 years, ancient old growth trees, sequoias, beautiful trees if you go there in Eastmoreland and take a look. And this morning, there's a lot of police there, conscious down
off.
There.
Yeah, you just went out there, so but to support this sort of thing, this
exactly.
sort of truly grassroots, tree roots, we could even say.
Yes, tree,
tree roots.
Roots
reporting, 877-500-5266 for the news you're not supposed to know, which is not just Teresa Mitchell's show. It is all the news and public affairs on KBOO. This morning we had Pear was talking about imperialism, past and present. It's a fascinating discussion because these are things that are happening now. With Emmanuel Saccarelli, you can get this book for a $60 minimum donation by dialing 877-500-5266. If you're in your cubicle at work and you can't call out, you can go to kboo.fm and you can go on our website. It will easily take you to where you need to go to give us money, because this is what we do a couple, two or three times a year. We have no commercials, but two or three times a year, we have to have money to keep the lights on, to keep the transmitter working, to pay our staff, very, very important things.
Oh, to keep public affairs programming like you're listening to this morning and every weekday morning, and news, Democracy Now! At 7 and 4 p.m. every weekday,
right.
Our p.m. news at 5 p.m. In fact, I have a stat here, Lynn. We were talking about independent media, and that's becoming kind of the dodo bird of media.
The polar bear, if you will. We could go on and on with
yes,
that.
There's a lot of animals in danger of extinction. But independent media is actually one of them. Five companies now own the majority of the media in the Portland area. Five companies determine what you hear, except for the independent outlets like KBOO, and we need your support if you want to keep us independent. You can see how important it is to cover stories that you're not going to hear elsewhere, or to cover them in a way that other media outlets will not cover them. They won't connect the dots like we have done on the 5 p.m. evening news, particularly about the Sequoia tree story in the southeast. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. You can go online at kboo.fm. Lynn, I heard you earlier this morning saying how easy it is. It guides you through the whole process. Credit card, debit card, checking
account.
They'll
do it for you. They'll do it for you, but do it now. Only 2 days left on the drive. Do it now.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, September 17th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. And I apologize for that. We didn't get our music from Good Shield, Aguiar, and Mignon Gailey. We did not get that up soon enough, so you can, of course, hear them next week on the show and Wednesday live in person at the Bison Coffee House out on Cully Boulevard. So don't miss that, even though we missed the music today. So moving right along, our guest today is Bo Webb with the Appalachian Community Health Emergency Act, and we're going to be speaking with Bo in just a moment. First, this briefly, though, we've got pretty much an emergency right here, right now, and it involves a stand of sequoias and police action, where activists they're out there defending these trees, which have lived a great deal longer than any of us and know a great deal more than we do about surviving on planet Earth. And we have a guest who is out there at the site where the action's taking place. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I understand. Your name, what's your name, by the way? Sorry.
My name is Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Pilgrim.
Beth Pilgrim, thank you so much for being with us. So we understand that you are out there. About how many police would you say are there?
You know, I think there's been anywhere from like 15 to maybe 25 total.
That's a lot. And activists?
Yeah,
how many
lot.
Of you, just until we get a picture of...
We've probably got, I would say, probably like 50 people at least.
Yes, go ahead. Hello?
What's that?
Go ahead. You were saying?
There's about 50 residents and concerned citizens out here.
I can imagine. This is an incredible attack, basically.
Oh, yeah. They came in at 7:15 in the morning, and Vic Remmers was here and told all the people here, you are trespassing on private property, the police are here, and you need to leave. So they cleared everyone out. They pulled out all the tents and tarps and supplies and everything. But we have a guy who is 50 feet up a tree, strapped in with supplies. And I've heard that there's possibly somebody else up there. I don't know for sure, but there's definitely at least one person, if not two, in the tree.
And a lot of support for the action that's taking place. People, more and more, there's been not a lot of coverage in mainstream media, and that is certainly an issue that we want to address here because we are KBOO. And I just want to say, too, Beth, while we have you on the line, we have Bo Webb standing by. This is a matching period. This is a double matching the effect of your donation. The effect right of your now, donation. No right different now. Reason than... Why not do it? One reason, one good reason. It's raining. Is that a good reason? No, it's a terrible reason. Right now is a great time. It is the best time. It really is, literally. Double the impact of your contribution right now. The next $250 in donations called in during this show, 877-500-5266. Beth, thank you so much for that live right there on the scene a report, because there will be support going on throughout the day. We will be reporting on what takes place. This is, again, an example of the militarization of our police. They're no longer peace officers. It's war out there. It really is. And thanks, Beth, and good morning, Bo. Good afternoon there. Thanks for being with us. We are so glad you could join us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be with you.
Want to talk about the Appalachian Community Health Emergency Act, why it is absolutely essential right now for everybody across the country to step forward. We're defending, this is mountaintop mining, this is the results, the human results that are felt throughout a whole community. So it's a terrible, terrible loss ecologically and environmentally, but the human loss is beginning, now we're beginning to see what this does to people, how it destroys lives and communities and traditions that go all the way back to the beginning of the country. So what is this act, and how did you decide to start this type of movement to protect people there?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right in your assessment there, Chris. Mountaintop removal got what I would term as full-blown in 1993, 1994, right in there. And, and it's destroyed more than 500 mountains in Appalachia, totally annihilated forever. And, we saw the environmental damage back then, but what we're seeing now and witnessing now and seeing through science now is that we're seeing the long-term health effects to human beings from this type of mining, with more than 5 million pounds of ammonium nitrate diesel fuel explosives detonated per day.
Say that again. Just give people, tell people that again. Give people that info once more, please.
Yes, it's true. It's more than 5 million pounds of ammonium nitrate diesel fuel mix explosives detonated per day. And that's based on a 6-day week. They don't blast on Sundays. That's based on 300 days per year of blasting. It averages out more than 5 million pounds per day. And that's the mix that Timothy McVeigh used in the Oklahoma City bombing. And the diesel fuel that's used in the blasting, not all of that it doesn't just disappear. It doesn't vaporize. There are PAH toxic fallout from that. And then they're unearthing things such as silica and aluminum and metals in very fine particulates that people in these communities, everyone, is breathing this stuff. And the Mary Babb Randolph Cancer Research Center at Morgantown, West Virginia University, has now shown that breathing this dust promotes the growth of lung tumors. And yet, it continues. And it continues because of a lack of political will to end it. So what we have done, local residents, we instigated the health research because we were witnessing this stuff firsthand. And then when we started seeing the results of the health research, we came together and we formed the Appalachian Community Health Emergency Campaign. And we drafted a bill and took it to Washington, D.C., and we got it introduced in the House of Representatives. And, you know, the acronym is ACHE, A-C-H-E.
Yeah,
Act,
indeed, A-C-T. Indeed. People should know, too, that Bo, my guest here, Bo, has lived in Peachtree Hollow, has lived in the Coal River Valley. His family is a sixth-generation resident of the valley and knows whereof he speaks. You know that habitat and its inhabitants are inextricably linked. It's one and the same. Saying you're going to remove the mountaintop means that you're removing a whole people, a whole tradition, a whole way of life. There are crafts, there is of course music, and all of that, as well as people's lives, literally their health, all of it on the line in the name of greed. That's it. Basically.
And more so than that, Chris, when we look at the global effect of mountaintop removal, it's pretty astounding. More than 1 million acres of carbon-capturing forest in Appalachia have been totally destroyed. They won't grow back. The topsoil that is there cannot be replaced. It will take, according to geologists, it will take more than 3,000 years for the soil to return to where it could produce the biodiversity that it produces today. And
no,
so we have more than 1 million acres destroyed, and with every new permit, more carbon sink is lost. And so it's just it's really a ridiculous thing to be doing. It's killing innocent women, children, and babies in the womb. Yet our birth defects have skyrocketed since this began.
I want to ask you before we let you go, because we're in membership drive. I want listeners to know that this is a matching period for Air Cascadia, $250. Don't leave that money on the table. We need to keep bringing you this kind of information. This affects all of us, you and I and everyone we know. This is important. This is part of the heritage of this country. You know, we constantly, you know, activists are up in a tree and all that. We do it because we really desperately care about loss of habitat, loss of the people, and everything that goes with it. And if you really do care about all of that, this is a matching period, $250. Make those phones ring, because Bo Webb is joining us today. He's taking his time as well. He doesn't even know us. I just called up because I was very upset about mountaintop removal mining, have been for a very long time, concerned about people's lives, and now we have a chance to do something, so why don't we do it? We have to get this act passed. We can't leave the, and again, and back at KBU, we can't leave the $250 on the table. Make it happen. Make the phones ring. Bo, tell us a little bit about this. It's HR 91912, I believe, and it's it could possibly get some serious work done on solving the problem, which shouldn't even have existed in the first place, but here it is.
Sure. Folks that want to learn more about mountaintop removal, and you can read the AIC Act in its entirety at our website, which is www.aikact.org. It's all there. All the health research is there. So what we've done, the AIC Act would calls for an immediate freeze on new permits, mountaintop removal permits, coupled with a health study to be conducted through the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. And so no one loses their job, actually. There's only 7,000 of these workers anyway. It doesn't take very many people to blow up a mountain. And so it would put a freeze on new permits, no expansion of existing permits, coupled with a health study. And the health study would determine if this could ever be conducted again near human beings.
Thank you so much.
We know the answer.
We do. We know the answer. And we have the solution. We have it right there in front of us. We just have to take the action that needs to be taken. Thanks a lot, Bo. I'm so glad that you could join us. We'll have you back again.
How bad is it when Rand Paul makes more sense?
Hey,
we got
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sorry. No, we're talking about all sorts of things back here because this is a news. This is the news part of the day, and mountaintop removal. I mean, just the name enough should be enough to send shivers down everyone's spine. It's a mountaintop. Like groundwater. You only get that once. It's a mountaintop.
Mountains don't grow back.
Right. No, they don't.
Right. They are not a renewable resource, and which, whatever that is, a renewable resource. But in the meantime, we grow back here at KBOO. We are a renewable resource. To be a sustaining member of KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now, because we've got a matching grant from the lovely Squirrel Farm has made a very generous offer to match $250 in donations during Air Cascadia. So you people have 1 minute. Give a call right now. You're probably stuck in traffic somewhere. Just pull over. You're not going to get anywhere fast. 877-500-5266.
In fact, if you've been planning to give during this membership drive, now's the perfect time because every penny you give is matched. But you only have about a minute or two left. I think we'll give you a little extension on that. So it's a matching matching fund from the Squirrel Farm just up to the end of Air Cascadia, Chris's program. Anything you give, become a renewing member, a new member, a credit card, debit card, checking account, you can become a sustaining member, give a little bit every month. That number again is 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm. And Lynn, we're talking, the theme this morning seems to be saving the environment.
Well, or at least making people conscious of it. You've got to know what is happening before you can, quote, save it. Chris?
Yeah, this is part of it. We are in the habitat, and inhabitants are inextricably linked. You destroy the environment. It is not just, you take the top off a mountain, you're not just removing a bunch of rock. What you're doing